your say. 1-300-872-911. Macca's Talking Cans. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland. On 846-4CA.
Now, 17 to 11 is the time. This was this came out yesterday in the Cairns Post. Under the heading, Regions Politicians Put on Spot About Worrying Youth Crime Epidemic and Potential Remedies. And it said, residents are fed up with a resurgent wave of youth crime, and pressure from anti-crime groups on local politicians is increasing as fast as the grim numbers of vehicle thefts, burglaries and assaults. Now, the Cairns Post asked Far North Queensland State and Federal Police what they thought the solution to the youth crime problem plaguing Cairns was and what they were doing to help make people feel safe in the city. Now, we didn't have an opportunity. I think Perry Conti was away yesterday. Just recently, she's inspired people in this town to say, listen, we've had a gutful of this. She's become the voice of the downtrodden. That's just about everybody living here, because why? We're all potential victims to this tidal wave of little bastards breaking into homes, pinching keys, stealing cars. And they can, as I pointed out this morning, sometimes they just, whatever's in the driveway, they'll take it. Can be the tradies car, could be a little old thing, but all the tradies' tools in it or whatever. It could be something bigger than that. Sometimes they're luxury vehicles, wherever they pinch the key, they just go out and into it. And even 11-year-olds seemingly have been skilled in not only stealing cars, but getting it out on the road and travelling at high speed. I mean, that sort of age, like 11 and 12 and 13-year-olds behind the wheel of powerful vehicles, it's just terrifying, because we all realise it's only a matter of time until we're going to have innocent people killed. So Perry Conti stepping into that void saying, listen, we've all had a gutful of this. We've got to demand action. And she's the co-founder of Changing Cairns Crime Problem. She's on the line now. G'day, Perry.
Hey, John. How are you?
Good to talk to you today. Did you see this yesterday, this coverage in the Cairns Post?
I did see the coverage in the Cairns Post. Mm. And I don't care if you're state or federal. You're an MP elected by this state, and you need to come out and make a stance as well. It's not just the government. We keep pointing the finger at the government. How about we point the finger at Child Services? Child Services created this mess by introducing ResiCare housing, and I keep saying the same thing over and over again. We need an open public inquiry into Child Services. Child Services are responsible for taking these kids from dysfunctional families and placing them into these residential care housing. Now, we worked it out. We did a little sum. So each kid can be worth anywhere between $330,000 to $1.1 million to put these kids in ResiCare housing depending on their needs. So if you work it out with three carers on an eight-hour shift, over a year, it comes to $990,000 to have three children in a ResiCare home. So you take out your wages, these organisations are making a profit of $750,000 per house.
No.
Now, a lot of people don't know ResiCare housing because they've never had to live next door to one. So I've talked to people about ResiCare. Oh, what's ResiCare? Well, this is what ResiCare is, and ResiCare needs to be abolished.
Mm.
Child Services needs to take responsibility for the mess that they've created in our community. Not just the government. The government hands out the dollars, and they're the ones to decide where the dollars go. Well, guess what? Mm. It's not working for us, so we need an open public inquiry into them. And these governments, all of them, Warren Inch, Crawford, Pitt, Lou, all of them need to stand up and start listening to us. Mm. We have the ideas. I've sat down the courthouses. I've talked to these parents of these kids that have stolen cars. Mm. I had a conversation with a lady for an hour. Do you mind me asking, did your child steal a car? Mm. Yes, my child stole a car. Mm. My child was taken off me for 4 years because my child has mental issues. Mm. When my child was given back to me after Child Services had this child, came back with more issues than when it left.
Mm.
She's asked and pleaded to the courts to get health, mental health. In the end, she had to demand to get mental health involved with her child.
Mm.
Now, why are we not supporting these parents when we have kids with issues? Lots of issues, Asperger's, you know, I could go on and on. People need to take the time like I do and sit and talk to these parents. What can we do to help you? What can we do? Another idea, we have blue care nurses that go into the elderly. Why can we not have people that go into these people's homes, teach them how a house runs, help them washing, ironing, cooking, kids, helping them get the kids ready and off to school. I said, would this help you? Oh, my God, you have no idea how much that would help us. Why can't we have a program like that?
Mm.
Why can't we have cottage homes where these kids with problems go into a proper family environment instead of resi care home, which is just creating criminals? They don't have to go to school. They don't have to do anything. They bash up their carers. Why do we have all these systems that are broken?
Yeah.
We have organisations with millions, I'm talking millions of dollars of funding to sit there and give referrals. Well, give me a couple of mil, I'll fix your problem.
Mm.
But these politicians, they don't want to hear what we have. We have great ideas that we can use Hartley Street for, but we discovered we can put families in there with issues. We have mentors that will live there, that will come in and put these people and the families into programs to get these kids back on track. There's lots of ideas. Mentoring in schools.
Mm.
You know, we need them to start listening to us.
I'm so pleased you mentioned this mentoring in schools and the fact that we've got a huge number, it's between 15 and 17% of kids that just don't attend school. There's this huge, then, there's this resource fundamentally of potential car thieves and housebreakers. Why? Because there's nothing else to do. What are they learning? They're learning how to break into homes and steal cars because they're not at school. Where do we go with this? I mean, a few years ago, Perry, that would have been announced as a national emergency, that you'd had 15 or 16 or 17% of kids just not going to school. These days, it just goes straight through to the keeper. There's no declaring an emergency. It should be declared an emergency. You're talking about all this money fundamentally looking after kids that are just waiting to get out the door and commit another crime instead of actually trying to get them back on track.
We've got kids going into detention centres, where they're supposed to be, we're told, programs in place. Well, what a lot of bullshit that is, because I know these kids sit there in a unit and are supposed to go to school while they're in detention.
Mm.
And I said, oh, well, what's the problem? Do we not have teachers? Well, surely we can get teachers that are retired that would go in there and teach the kids schooling. Oh, no, that's not the problem. We don't have anybody in there to actually take the kids to class.
Mm.
So what's going on in Cleveland? Are we being lied to about that as well? How do we fix this system? Listen to us. We have the answers.
Mm.
You know, I'm not rocket science. It's all common sense. I've spent thousands and thousands of hours researching, asking questions, talking to the parents.
Mm.
What can we do to help? No one wants to help us.
Mm.
I know people, she says that they don't know where to start to get help. Well, let us help you. We're happy to help you, but the government, they either don't want to fix it, don't know how to fix it, or it's going to put too many people out of a job.
Mm.
Well, those people out of those organisations that get all this money and have nothing, can't even show statistics how their programs work.
Mm.
Well, you know, that by those people losing a job, we can put those into the programs that we know that will work. So what do we have to do? Do we have to keep doing stupid annexes of burnt-out cars and graffiti in them to get the attention of the government?
Yeah.
Every time we do something stupid, Leanne Lennon flies up here and goes around and does what she does, but she doesn't come and talk to us. Why doesn't she come and talk to us? We've got the answers.
Mm.
What do we do to make them listen?
Perry, one of the things pointed out again and again, and you talk to police off here and they'll admit what the situation is. They pick up these kids, they know them all by first name terms. They've all stolen cars before, virtually all of them. And there is just no breach of this continuous line of car thieves going into the juvenile justice, into the court. The magistrate puts them out the door. They go around the corner. They're just up the road and they're into it again. I mean, it's just constant. We've got now well over 1,000 for the year and we've still got, what, nearly 3 months to go. And it's going to be like probably 60% higher at least than last year, possibly 70% in numbers of stolen cars. And everyone say, oh, it's just a number. That's how they think of it down there. When you talk to the victims of these car thefts and the break and enters and the fact that they're in the house, they're just perfectly relaxed inside homes now. They don't have any fears of the juvenile justice system. It's no one's interested in doing anything. We've got to somehow have an intervention that says if a kid's stolen a car, he's not going to be able to steal a car for at least a period of time. As it is at the moment, they're out the door, around the corner, back into another stolen car. That's got to stop.
Because there's nothing in place. There are no programs. They lock them up in Cleveland. They sit there and they play cards and swap, well, what crime did you do? Oh, no, my crime's bigger than yours. Because there's nothing put in place. The government has no idea. There's no intervention to stop. They keep saying intervention, intervention. Well, where is it? You know, you keep coming out and you saying all these things that, oh, you know, we have the toughest laws in Queensland. Well, I call that bullshit as well. Because we don't, because you keep letting them out on bail after bail after bail, or you lock them up. You're not putting them in programs in these detention centres. Mm. Yet you want to go and open up another detention centre. Well, who are you going to put in there? Because every child is out on bail. So what's the point in wasting money building another detention centre? I get so frustrated. I spend time, hours and hours, of research, well, this will work, it's the same demographics as us. Mm. What do I have to do to get through to this government, to our local members, to come, please, listen to us, talk to us, stop the bullshit,
yes,
tell the truth, show us the, you know, we're not even privy how many kids we have in ResiCare. Mm. We're not privy to this, we're not privy to that, why not? We pay your wages. Our taxes pay your wages. You're there working for us. So you need to start now telling us what is the truth, because it's just all lies. Until we get to the truth, we can't fix this. We can't fix this unless you're willing to sit down and talk to us.
Mm.
And, you know, when I had my meeting with Leanne Leonard, I kicked my butt every day because I was brought up to show respect to my elders, right?
Mm.
So I sat there like, and I shouldn't have. I should have just ripped into Leanne Leonard, and I regret that, and I want the opportunity to rip into her. Mm. And I wanted to know the truth of what's happening in this in town, how it's all been hidden and covered up and lied about, and the real issues that are happening in our community.
Mm.
We've got people that can't even go on holidays because we're worried our house will get broken
of
into.
Course. Yes.
You know, on Sunday we had 10 houses in Whitfield, 14 houses in Canimbala the following night.
Yeah.
They're spreading themselves out. We don't have enough police to get these kids.
Mm.
I have a taxi driver who's going away for 6 weeks, and he's employed a security guard in a car to monitor his house.
Yes.
Imagine how much that's costing.
Exactly.
We've got victims that have no voice. We're not told anything. We're not nothing. Mm. We're the sufferers in all this, the victim. Well, I'm just telling the people of Cairns that we need to start stepping up, regardless whether you've been robbed or not, because it is your problem, because you will be robbed.
Yes.
You might want to think that you're not, but trust me, it will happen to you.
Yeah.
I was prepared. I knew it was going to happen to me.
Mm.
I wasn't targeted. I expected it. So you need to start expecting that this is going to happen to you, and God forbid we don't want it to. But until you start standing up and putting your voice out there for the community that have been robbed, well, then you're no better than the criminals.
Perry, this has been really powerful. I really appreciate this. Thank you. More power to you. That's Perry Conti. She's the co-founder of Changing Cairns Crime Problems.